I'm really happy that Alan's doing this class with me because Alan is an unbelievable realtor and I think he's got a good story. You've been with Accor now how long?
6 years.
And you're in Tennessee?
I am, Nashville.
And your average sales price is?
400.
And for most realtors in Tennessee, it's what?
200.
Okay. So I think for realtors, what you've got to be focused on is hanging out with the right people to increase your sales price. Would you guys agree? Okay. So what I want you to think about, first and foremost, breaking it back down to something that's a little bit out of the box, is what's your image? Who do you hang out with? What do you, like, you know, we size up people in about 6 seconds, right? So, question, if you're a realtor and you want your average sales price to be $400,000 or $500,000 or $600,000, do you walk like those people? Do you talk like those people? Do you drive, meaning like, do you carry on in life that way? Or do you have some work to do? Ask yourself that, right? Same thing, if you're a lender and you want to be hanging out with the most successful agents or the drivers or the people that are that get it done, do you mirror them? Because if you're calling people that you don't mirror and that you don't speak the same language they speak, are they going to buy in? Yes or no?
No.
No. So before you get a list together, you need to start thinking about who am I? Okay? Because the funny thing is I do a lot of coaching calls for one-offs or other students, and they all call me and go, okay, Shayla, so tell me about the script. Like, you know, I'm really, really struggling with the script of what to say on these Monday calls. I know I listen to these CDs, I'm reading the script, and it's just not me. I said, don't use a script. Be you. And they go, oh, really? Yeah. Don't be Josh. Because that, if that's not you, does that make sense? Take a couple things that are the key words that work, but be you. So you've got to be calling people and associating with people that you relate to and relate to you, right? I mean, Dayton talks about this a lot of why people choose to work with us. Are we a loyalty uplift? Do we make them look better? Or are they afraid to send them to us because we'll make them look worse? Does that make sense? So, and if you don't like being around stuffy people, don't go sell million-dollar houses.
There's a few people that aren't so stuffy.
Well, but it's true. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't like jumbo loans. I hate them. I don't like it. Because everyone that I generally deal with in jumbos has an ego, and it drives me nuts. I don't like people with egos. It bugs me big time. And they don't like giving you anything, and they want to complain all the time, right, Rick? That it's just, I would rather deal with a 200,000 FHA and help 20 people a month rather than do 3 jumbos. But that's just me. I figured out what my bread and butter is. So before you start creating your list, take a good look in the mirror. Who are you? And if you want to be a $400,000 sales price realtor and you're not there yet, but it's within you, let's work on you quickly. Let's maybe get some better shoes. Let's join a country club. Let's start hanging out in a different spot. Let's find fun things to do on the weekend that you actually like to do. Don't be a fake version of yourself. Be a bigger version of yourself. Is that what you did?
That's perfect. Yeah, exactly. What you're going to find about me is I'm the same right up here as I am out there with you guys. I grew up in Nashville, and I am literally this goofy looking all the time. I literally act the same around everybody, whether they're $10 million in the bank or $10 in the bank. It doesn't matter. This is me. Shayla and I had a great conversation talking about this class earlier, and that was the biggest thing. She said, you know, the biggest part of being a coach is just being you. Who are you? What's your style going to be? What's your image going to be, right? So as Shayla was talking about, and Jimmy, I think, said it this morning, you are who you hang out with. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to hang out with? I saw Rita's model 6 years ago when I started with the Accor, and I thought, man, that is cool. I like that. It's sexy. Feels good to just do big deals. So I made it a point to start slowly but surely. It's very hard when you're 28 years old in the business and you're trying to talk to 55-year-old guys who have millions in the bank and tell them that you should trust me with your $6 million house. It's kind of hard, but you get a step every time you do something like that. It's like Shayla was talking about. There's no special script that's going to work for everybody, but every time you do something like that, you learn. What you should have done, what you shouldn't have done, ways you can get better. We're going to get critiqued at the end of this week, and it's going to be great because we're going to learn a ton about what we did great, but also about what we did not so great. So you need to understand that when you're doing these processes, when you're figuring out who you want to be and what you want your image to be, whether it's 20 FHA deals at 200 a pop or $3 million deals, it doesn't matter. But you got to figure out where that vision is and how you're going to get there.
So, Alan, let's talk about your list. So Rick wants you over your realtor to have two lists, a top 50 favorite people. I had to clarify this used to be called the Top Club. And I needed to understand because I like to teach this. When you guys are listening to Alan as a lender, do not tune out because we need to be teaching these skills to the realtors. How many would agree? I mean, I want to hear more about what he has to say than what the lender has to say because we need to teach the realtors how to do this. If we could teach all of our realtors to grow their business like Alan's grown it over the last 4 years, we would all explode. It's all about helping them and we will become better just because of it. So cool. This is going to be all about you. I hope you don't mind me asking you a bazillion questions because that's what I'm excited to do.
This is good.
So, okay, your top club, your top 50 favorite people, how many people are on the list currently?
I have 35 right now on my top 50 favorite people.
Does that make you feel better that he doesn't have exactly 50? Is that real? Okay, that's real. So how many did you start with? 25?
20. Mm-hmm. We started the top club and I had about 15. I got it up to about 25 or 30, and then he moved it up to the top 50. I'm very strategic about how I do this. I don't just meet anybody willy-nilly. I told Shayla earlier, my goal every week is to meet three new people face-to-face.